Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this beautiful Sunday morning, on the Pentecost Sunday, as we celebrate the Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit to the church in this world. And many people and many churches consider this as the birthday of the church, birth of the church in this world. So as we celebrate the Pentecost, in many places it is a big celebration. Here we don't really celebrate that much. It's also called Whit Sunday. I don't know if you have heard about it. W-H-I-T. It used to be a holiday in many countries in Europe. Tomorrow, Whit Monday, used to be a public holiday in many countries in Europe. Not anymore. And still very few countries celebrate that as a public holiday. But it is a major celebration where Christians celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to this world and fill the disciples who were gathered together waiting for the Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is still here with us. So as we celebrate the Pentecost, let us be reminded of the fact that the Holy Spirit in person is with us in our lives, every moment of our lives. The announcements are listed on the second page, if you can turn with me. Our regular announcements are listed there. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank is still being collected, items and cash and kind. The book is still available for sale, and the address is listed there for your communication to the church if you are not able to come. Please note the telephone number and call that number or text that number for any assistance that you think somebody is struggling with basic needs like utilities or food or groceries, things like that. The annual conference information is listed there for those who are registering. Please register before the 31st of this month. The registration is open now. There is a district conference meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Those who are registered or are supposed to attend, please join. It's a virtual meeting on Zoom. You should already have received the invitation for that in your email. We will have our monthly birthday and luncheon annual celebration next Sunday, and we'll have the lunch after service. Please join us for that lunch. Next Sunday, we will not have Sunday school. Just please note that. We will meet at 10:30 for the choir practice and 11 o'clock on service next Sunday. We will start Sunday school the following Sunday, the first Sunday in June, where we'll be starting with the last book of the Bible, Revelation. So we are getting close to the end of the Bible. We started from Genesis, a few years ago, and now we are getting close. So we will be doing that the first Sunday in June. The attendance and collections are listed. The attendance and the collections are listed there for your continued participation and donations. Please keep that in your mind and pray for the church, and also donate as the Spirit of God guides you. Our parking lot donation is very important. Please also consider that. We need to get the parking lot done very soon. The sooner the better we can get that accomplished. Are there any other announcements? If not, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 89 in the blue book. It's also on the screen. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us together to gather in your name and worship together in this church and also online with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us in this world to be here at this time of history, at this moment. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies so that we can gather together in various ways and worship you and adore you. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us, Lord. In spite of our unfaithfulness, you have been faithful to us, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the opportunity you gave us together as your children to come and worship, Lord. Thank you for giving us your Son Jesus Christ in this world, who came to this world, who died for us, rose from the dead, and who is living in heaven now, who sent your Holy Spirit to this world so that we will be comforted and counseled and guided every day as we live in this world. Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit as our counselor and our guide. As we celebrate the Pentecost Sunday today, bless us, Lord, with your guidance of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for sending the Spirit working in the church to make us faithful disciples and empowering us to proclaim the living Christ to every nation. Mm-hmm. We thank you for your presence in our midst today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. And preach to us and talk to us, each one of us, according to our needs. Bless us with your power as we go from here, so that we can be powerful witnesses for you wherever you place us. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our greeting time now. Okay. We can all stand up and greet each other, and also wave everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Jan and Harry. Nice to see you. Good morning, Chuck and Vicky. I think that's it today. Can you all hear us? Chuck? Vicky? Good. Okay.
Okay.
Hi. Okay. Thank you. The choir will be singing a special now. Please remain seated.
Jesus, the very thought of thee, when sweetness fills the breath, what fear of all thy face to see, and in thy presence rest. Oh, hope of every contrite heart, O joy of all the meek,
responsive reading is taken from Psalm 67 verses 1 through 7. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading.
O God, be gracious to us and bless us. You make our face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations.
Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God has blessed us.
God has blessed us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear God.
To the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as we come before God, as children of God, together we lift up our prayers of praises and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also it's a time of prayer where we bring our prayers of concerns and burdens together as a church family and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. We know that God has given us the promise through Jesus Christ that He will answer our prayers according to His will and according to His time. So in that, trusting in that promise, let us go to God boldly in our prayers with the faith that He will answer our prayers. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. Please turn to that and use this as your regular prayer list in your personal prayers. There are a couple of special call-outs from this list. Eddie Clade is still at the rehab, I believe, and please keep him in our prayers. And please keep Bob and Kathy in our prayers. They are visiting Kathy's son's home. He was in an accident. He has lost one of his fingers, I understand, so keep that, keep them in our prayers for his family and also his son's family, Bob and Kathy.
Any update from Jim and Harry about how Harry's feeling there with his mouth?
Yeah, they were on here or a second ago, but they have some internet issues, I believe. They're not here anymore. There are a lot of people are traveling this week and also next week. Please keep them in our prayers, particularly during this time of COVID, that people have a safe travel and safe vacation time. Continue to keep our first responders, the medical professionals, in our prayers, and also our police, fire, and military, and our service workers who constantly and regularly work for helping us and serving our needs every day. Keep them in our prayers. Keep them in our prayers for their safety as well as being grateful for their service that they are doing for us. Are there any other call-outs, any special prayer items? Anybody else? There was a tragic accident in Italy, I believe, this morning. I read on the news that a big air, what was that? The air car that goes up on a park collapsed and fell down. Several people died. I don't know that whole number. It was in a park. So please keep those families in our prayers as well. Also keep the Middle East, for the peace in the Middle East. Okay, Jan and Harry are joining. There's uprise again in the Middle East between Israel and Palestine. In the Gaza Strip is kindly all kinds of problems going on there, with fightings between each other. They have a temporary peace settlement, and there's a ceasefire as of yesterday, I believe, but it's going to be still very nervous and anxious there. Please keep them in our prayers. Jan and Harry, can you hear us? If there are no other prayer requests to call out, let us go to God in prayer, have a few moments of silent prayers, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come together as a family, united in faith, coming before you, trusting in your promises that you will answer our prayers according to your will and your time. We thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us in our lives. Thank you for the gift of life that you have given us so that we can be a blessing in this world. Thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. We thank you for your faithfulness even when we have been unfaithful to you, always pulling us back from where we are towards you, Lord. At the same time, we come before you as broken people with many needs and many burdens that are troubling us. Some of us are weary and tired, and many of us are afraid and anxious about various things. But you are the source of all true healing and comfort, and you are the one who can make us whole. As we read in the scripture, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are lonely, you are our friend, and when we go through life's sorrows and troubles, you give us comfort and peace. We lift up those who need your protection and guidance. Touch those who need your healing, Lord, and heal them according to your grace and mercy. Comfort those who need comfort in their lives. Strengthen those who are weak and empower those who are troubled. Let your Holy Spirit direct them, those who need directions in lives. Lord, we thank you for everything that you have given us through your Son Jesus Christ, given us more than we could ever deserve. Thank you again for your blessings in our midst as a church. Help us, Lord, to do your work faithfully in this community and around the world. We particularly lift up those who need, those whose names have been called out here, especially pray for Eddie as he is going through his rehab. We pray for your special healing upon him, and also the people who care for him to be gracious and caring. We pray for Bob and Kathy as they are visiting Kathy's son with the accident that happened. We pray for your love and protection and healing for him as well, Lord. We pray for the Fagan family as they are grieving at the death of their family member. Pray for your comforting peace and your presence with them during this time. We pray for Harry as he is recovering from his illness. We pray for your healing hand upon him, and also pray for Jan. Bless them as a family and give them your comforting presence every day. We pray for all those who are listed in our prayer requests and those we do not know, especially people who are troubled with various things around the world, the accident that happened in Italy this morning. We pray for your presence in that area and also comfort them, those families who are affected by those. We also lift up our nation as a whole into your hands, Lord. Our president, vice president, and all the lawmakers and the governors of the states who make decisions, Lord, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit and also have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the people of this country. We also pray for peace in the Middle East, particularly Israel and Palestine as they are fighting each other, Lord. We pray that you bring peace to that area, and we know that you are the only everlasting peace that you can bring. We pray for your engagement in that conflict there, that it will come to a stop. We pray for those who are affected by the COVID in various parts of the world, and we pray for an end to this pandemic. We pray for all the first responders, our healthcare people, doctors and nurses, and our fire workers and military and police, and all those who are working in front lines fighting and defending us. We pray for our service workers and delivery people who give us their services, risking their lives. We thank you for their services. At the same time, we pray for their safety and protection. Be with us today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around this world and also in heaven. Help us to worship you, Lord, with our hearts and minds focused on you. Blessed by your Holy Spirit as we go from this place, so that we can be a blessing to this world and to your witnesses for your kingdom in this world. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers can come forward and take up the offering, please. Says those gifts that you are giving becomes a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice in the sight of God. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to contribute to the work of the kingdom in this world. You are the source of all that we have and we are. Thank you for the blessings that you shower upon us every day. In Jesus Christ, you blessed us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for all those who are here today who could give abundantly, and also those who could not give today. Bless them all, Lord, in your love, and care for them, Lord. And we pray that you will use these offerings of your people to bring life and peace to this world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Here.
Now, if you are able, please stand for the scripture reading. Taken from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 22 through 27.
We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. For who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us so that we can be filled with the power of your word and also the power of the Spirit in our lives. We thank you for giving us the living word, who is Jesus Christ, who came to this world and lived among us in flesh and blood so that we can relate to you as humans. We thank you for the gift of Spirit that you send us, Lord, so that we can be comforted and counseled and guided every day. We thank you for everything that you give us through your word. Help us, Lord, to be obedient and humble before your word so that we can be filled by your word and be faithful witnesses for you in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as I reminded you, today is Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost is a Jewish festival that they celebrated in the Old Testament days, the Feast of Pentecost. There are several feasts that the Jewish, the liberation of the people from Egypt, from their bondage. And then the Feast of the Pentecost is the 50th day. They gathered together, and the Holy Spirit descended upon them. And officially we recognize that as the beginning or the birth of the Church of Jesus Christ in this world. So when we talk about Pentecost and the Holy Spirit, many things come in our minds. Most of the time when we talk about the Holy Spirit, it comes like into our minds like a lot of bunch of people gathered together and jumping up and down and singing praises and making noise. That's one thing that comes in my mind when we talk about Holy Spirit and the Pentecost. So the Pentecost is not a group of people. It was originally a celebration of the Jewish people on which day the Holy Spirit happened to come on that day. That is what we call the Pentecost and the birth of the Church. And in addition to the power of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus Christ has promised, that he promised that he will send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, to be a comforter and a guide for his people in this world when he is gone. And that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit did come. But the scripture also teaches about more about the Holy Spirit. It is not about filling us with the power, but also the Holy Spirit has been translated in many places as the intercessor, the teacher, the helper, the comforter for us as we live in this world. He guides us in all truth. That's what we read in another place. So the Holy Spirit is real, living in our midst as a person or of the Trinity. So we should not call the Holy Spirit as it or a power. It is a person. It is a person just like God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He is here with us, among us, in our lives, giving us all the comfort and guidance in this world as we live here. But in this chapter we read here today in Romans 8, Paul talks about the Holy Spirit being our intercessor who prays for us. As we read there today, that when we do not know what we ought to pray for, the Holy Spirit himself will intercede for us with groans that words cannot express. The Holy Spirit is our intercessor. How many times have we found ourselves not knowing what to pray? I don't know if it happened to you. It has happened to me. I was confused with so many things in life that I don't know what is good for me. I don't know what decision to take, which one is good or which one is bad. It happens a lot, knowingly or unknowingly. In situations like that, when we feel helpless in making decisions and looking for guidance, there's the Holy Spirit who will guide us and give us the answer and say, hey child of God, this is the way you should go. And if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, quietly taking away your decisions and your mind out of it and give it to God, definitely I had experienced that Holy Spirit had guided me in the right direction in those situations. So we do not know what we ought to pray for. So it is with prayer. Prayer is something that we all like to do, and we know what we want when we go to God. But the reality is that we do not know what we really want or what we really need. But God is the only one who knows what we need in our lives. So whenever we go to God in prayer, trusting the Holy Spirit, giving all of our burdens to the Spirit, and let him work through it. That's what Paul is teaching us through here. Holy Spirit is our helper in our prayers as we go to God in prayer. He intercedes for us. Even when we do not know what is good for us, the Holy Spirit will intercede for us. How many times have we found ourselves not being able to pray at all? Like when we are in an emergency situation, in the ICU unit. I don't know, you know, if you have not experienced the people. I have seen people in the ICU. They have no idea where they are. But the Holy Spirit is there, praying for them, interceding for them, even when they are not conscious. And how many times we have been in the emergency situations where we don't have any capacity to think. And our dear ones who have no capacity or memory or anything else left, there is the Holy Spirit praying for them and comforting them during that situation. So he is an intercessor for us, praying for us when we do not know when we ought to pray, what we ought to pray. And also Paul says that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. He gives us the daily power to be a witness. Our main purpose in this life is to be a witness in this world. And many times we find ourselves weak and powerless to be a witness for Jesus Christ in certain situations. But that is where the Holy Spirit comes and fills us with the power of God in us so that we can be witnesses for God in this world. That Jesus said that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And a lot of times you may have heard that prayer is like oxygen for our life. When we pray, we cannot live without prayer too long. Prayer is like the air we breathe. Particularly in Ezekiel, there is a mention like that the Holy Spirit is like a breath. I will breathe, put my breath in you. In fact, the first time the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible is during the creation time, before the creation time. The Spirit was hovering around the world at that time. That's what we read. So the Spirit is a breath that fills us with the power of power of God in our lives. And I cannot say more during these days when we stop breathing. How long can we survive without breathing? particularly during the COVID days, one of our friends who was struggled with COVID in the ICU for more than 3 weeks. And he wrote on his Facebook note that being not able to breathe taught me how precious it was to be able to breathe when I was able to breathe. For more than a week, a machine had to pump air into his lungs every few seconds, which was a painful treatment. And he made a slow but miraculous recovery, and today he reminds himself not to complain about life's challenges. Every time he is faced with some big challenges in his life now, he says, I will take a deep breath. We all say that. But that deep breath is so precious. If you had gone through COVID, you will realize that. That's what the people who have done, gone through that, says that. So like a ventilator, the Holy Spirit pumps air into us when we cannot breathe. He teaches us how to pray, and he will pray and intercede for us when we cannot pray. In the same chapter, Paul talks about in verse 26 that we do not know what we should pray for, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So regardless of where you are, in the ICU or in a ventilator, or under anesthesia or on a surgical table, regardless of where you are in your situation, the Holy Spirit will be there to pray for you. Or whether we are in a relationship problem or a family issue or a job situation and do not know what to do or where to turn to or what the right thing to do, the decisions to make, Holy Spirit will be there to pray with us and guide us in the situations like that. And also Paul is teaching that he is a counselor and a coach who will stand with us in our humiliation and in our troubles. He is the one who stands with us when there is nobody standing with us. We find ourselves alone and weak and sometimes afraid. There was a team playing in the home field one time, the home stadium. A well-known football player committed a big error, and it was very noticeable, and the crowd began to ridicule him and booing him. But he stood in the stadium with his hands covering his face, a very well-known player, and I don't want to name him, and he was very humiliated, and he covered his face and stood there by himself in that stadium. Everybody was ridiculing him and booing him, but all of a sudden, his coach came over and stood next to him, and he put his arms around him and took his hands off his face and raised them up against the crowd. The player was no longer alone. And then the fans grew quiet. The player said to the reporters later on that his coach, placing his hand around his and standing with him during that time, changed his career around. He would have been gone by that Peter. He did not receive that kind of support. That is what the Holy Spirit does. He stands with us when we are alone, when the whole world seems to be against us and things are coming against us constantly. There is the Holy Spirit who will be standing beside you, putting his arms around us and telling you, child of God, you are not alone. I am here with you. Do not be afraid. Bringing comfort and hope. So if we are ever felt a lack of hope and felt discouraged in our lives, be encouraged, because the Holy Spirit is there to help us and stand with us through our troubled times of our lives. And also, Jesus said that he is the Spirit of Truth, and I will ask the Father, he will send you another counselor, the Spirit of Truth. He is the Holy Spirit who guides us in every truth in our daily lives. He helps us to walk in the way of truth, building our character and our life in this world. The Spirit brings into our life his fruit. The Bible tells us that he builds a character that does not only please God, but gives us an immense advantage as well. In Galatians, we read about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and all those things that are listed there are the fruit of the Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us or make us produce those fruit in us. It is only because of the Holy Spirit. By human efforts, you cannot produce any of these fruits. But only with the power of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives that we can produce these fruits. It is also, the Holy Spirit is also is a God and a, you know, it's a, like a warning God who will warn us from danger. The Holy Spirit gives us the warning lights when we are weak and tired. When we are on the wrong path, He gives us the warning signals, like our body system gives us warning through various means. Like you all know that our temperature goes up and there's an attack happens to your body from external side. Our immune system automatically kicks in, and then our body temperature rises. It's a sign that there's a threat coming from outside. So don't be afraid when your body temperature goes up. It is an immune system, a system that is made to kill those attacks. That's how our body reacts when something our body happens against our system. It is the same thing in our spiritual immune system. The Holy Spirit comes up and warns and gives us red lights and warning signs to warn us from our dangers. And He is also there to defend us and protect us. In Isaiah, we read that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will put His people to safety. So when things come to us like a flood against us, the Holy Spirit will protect us. The word Holy Spirit comes from the Greek word paraclete. Paraclete, that was an ancient soldier's term. The Greek soldiers were in battle placed in pairs. I don't know if you have heard that story. And they were placed in pairs so that each of them can protect the other. In many places when they are against facing an enemy, they will stand back to back so that they can protect each other from the enemy, and they have visibility on both sides. That is what the word paraclete came from. The original word, the Holy Spirit paraclete, came from. So here's Greek soldiers who went into battles in pairs, and they stood together back to back, covering each other's blind side. One's battle partner was the paraclete of the other. So that is what the Holy Spirit is. He is our battle partner who covers our blind sides so that we will not be attacked and defeated by the enemy. We need the Holy Spirit to protect us. We need the Holy Spirit to comfort us. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us. We need the Holy Spirit in this world to do anything in this world. So be encouraged that we are not alone. God has given us His Spirit to be with us, to stand beside us, to be in us, no matter where we are when we find ourselves. And also even through the situations where when we are not conscious and we do not know what to pray or how to pray, He will be there interceding for us in the situations like that. So as we go from this place, go in the knowledge that there is the Holy Spirit going with us in every walk of our lives. Listen to Him patiently. Be humble before the Holy Spirit that He can guide us in every truth that we need to be walking. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is Have Thine Own Way. If you are able, please stand. It is 382 in the blue hymnal. It will be also on the screen. Please stand if you are able. Have thine own way. People of God, the world is full of temptations and problems where we can go wrong and may fall. But trusting and holding on to the Holy Spirit will keep us from falling, and He will give us the strength to go on. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.